Explain the pain you put yourself through. How should I react? I have no idea. Called Laundry. If you're a fan of the band, look out for it. Maybe it's coming out soon. Here's another new one for you. It's not my fault. Cleaning room on asphalt. I got a problem. I need a jolt. Make an offer to get me out. Can't walk or swallow. I'm spitting up. A waste of my brain space. Yeah, nothing's down or up. My eyes are hurting. I'm spitting up. Can't drink my water even though it's feel like. Oh, I got chills. Can't make it sore. To the study, to the studio. Been a lot of pain, but I'm still being ruthless. Nothing being not good. When you get me, nothing good. Feeling immense sense of guilt that I'm alien. That's so. That's another new one for you here on Bowling Shoes Radio. Just kidding. This is not Bowling Shoes Radio. This is WMFO 91.5 FM.
First one's free.
First one's free, as they say. My bass is broken, and that's why the audience can hear me tuning. I'm more professional than that. Forgive me. Forgive me, God.
Seems that I have bit off
all a little way to have it all again. Won't go here. There's no hope here. We just keep on missing each other.
It is that time of the night, and it seems to be our last song.
Thank you.
you hook through my lip. It's a pain and it sucks. Much. We've been Bowling Shoes. It's been a pleasure. Good night, everyone.
Caught in a beautiful cage. You can tell from the back of the room he doesn't look so great. Get him a doctor, get him a priest, get him mommy's little helper to get him through days like these. Who'd you rather be? Who'd you rather be? He sweats like a man on a roll. Got a voice. And a voice in the back of the room is saying, "No, you're not entertained." Who'd you rather be? Who'd you rather be? You make it sound so desperate. Make it sound so desperate. You make it sound so desperate.
This is On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. We just heard November and So Desperate from Salem Wolves, and now we're diving in with Bowling Shoes. I don't know if you guys ever tried to swim with bowling shoes, but I have not.
Can't say I have.
Definitely not.
So thanks for the set. Very interesting. So you guys know Max from the like Her Majesty's Secret Service or some like James Bond stuff, or just through music?
Do we know Max from a James Bond movie?
Yeah, from like, you know, being
from a secret covert mission.
Yeah, or is it just through normal music?
It's classified.
Okay, it's fine. So, do you guys have like any live shows do you want to promote coming up anytime soon?
We're working on it, but not at the moment.
Unfortunately not. So if you're a promoter and you're out there listening right now, bowlingshoesband@gmail.com, I would say.
Have you guys played live recently in the Boston area? Or you?
Yeah, the last show we did, besides just now, about 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, which was awesome.
On WMFO, was Brighton Music Hall back in April.
That's a substantial room.
It's a good room.
Yeah.
We like that room.
We got to play with a band called Crooked Coast and our friends in Trash Rabbit, who are really talented.
Yeah, I know Trash Rabbit. Yeah.
I figured it's as much. Yeah, yeah, they're really great.
So you guys are thinking maybe Roadrunner next?
Hey, if they'll have us. Hey, Roadrunner, if you're listening, bowlingshoesband@gmail.com.
The only problem with Roadrunner, though, is like if you have like friends that you want to meet there, it might be hard to find your friends because it's big, kind of a big place. It's like, yeah, we'll meet in Bangladesh.
That's why we choose not to play the bigger venues, actually.
Yeah.
Too complicated.
Yeah.
We get lost very easily.
We actually lock arms whenever we're at a show together so we don't lose each other.
There's a buddy system. We meet at the bar if we get lost.
So what other, besides Trash Rabbit, what other kind of local bands are you guys sort of into and you'd like to go to shows of and stuff, if there are any?
Love the band Bus Crush.
Mm-hmm.
Big fans of Bus Crush. They're the new kids on the block.
That's cool.
We played with friends in Tiberius. Both of those bands, Bus Crush and Tiberius, were playing at NYSA Fest recently. So a lot of the bands that were performing there we're familiar with and are friendly with. So it's been cool to see them around, see them playing cool shows.
Hound and Handler.
Hound and Handler, bluegrass, absolutely. Who have been here, alumni of here.
Yep.
Yeah, it was really cool that the NYSA Fest was able to kind of still exist. Even though, like, the original venue, like Boynton Yards, I think it's like buildings with tech bros in them or something now.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Was the first NYSA Fest at Boynton Yards or whatever?
Boynton Yards. Yeah. Parking lot.
Yep.
Parking lot fest.
Yeah.
It's a great parking lot.
Yeah, it was a good parking lot.
We had the pleasure of playing that one. So that was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
One of my favorites was when like a band would be playing and a train would go by right behind him.
Yeah.
And like the drummer wouldn't even notice, but the rest of the band would be like, the drummer just keep
give him a nice show, you know.
That's the ambiance.
I can't remember if they were passenger trains or not. Maybe it was just
I think they're commuter rail trains. Mm. And now I think the Green Line goes by there, but I think the Green Line started going by there after that venue was no more.
Yep. We've lost a lot of really great venues, which is unfortunate. We actually met Trash Rabbit through Rockwood Music Hall, which was only around for about a year, but it was a great spot.
Yeah, I never made it there. I've been to the one in New York a lot, and there's some like pretty famous people who've played.
Yeah. I know. It was like it almost felt like the plastic had just come off the walls in that place, and it was like, oh, we're gone. But so it's heartening to see new places opening up, but trying to hang on to like those smaller spots, like the Lily Pad we've enjoyed playing at.
Yep.
Of course, Rockwell, Crystal Ballroom are great, a little more kind of mid-tier, but yeah,
there's this week there's like a celebration of the return of Great Scott at O'Brien's, and I was there for I was there on Sunday and on Monday, and then I guess on Tuesday they had like a comedy. There was a comedy thing they used to do called The Gas. So they resurrected that. Oh, nice. And then tonight there's some great bands, Dwali and Zip Tie Handcuffs are playing like right now.
Damn. I know. That's very exciting. I know. Such a blow to the community to lose Great Scott back in the day. So just glad it's back. It's similar to like once having closed once Ballroom in Somerville. And now they're back as like a booking entity. So a similar kind of
It shows up all over the place.
Yeah,
But it's just well curated. So if it's got the once name, you know it's going to be good stuff.
Absolutely, we really appreciate them.
Yeah, and so I think I don't know how long it's going to take for the Great Scott to actually be a new room or something. But supposedly the Middle East is going to have something similar like that. It's going to be a new building, and then the venue will be in the new building. And all the people that are in the know for both of those clubs say, oh, yeah, it's happening. It's going to be a new building, but the club's going to still exist. So.
Oh, word. That's cool. I didn't know that.
We had the privilege to play the old Great Scott maybe like 5 years ago or something on the Super Bowl. And I think it was a sold-out show on the Super Bowl when the Patriots were playing. That just goes to show what Great Scott can do.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's a Taco Bell.
Yeah, I haven't been to the Taco. I think Robbie Roadsteamer's been there making fun of people, but I just don't have the heart to go there.
I have very mixed feelings about it.
Mixed feelings is that you love Taco Bell.
Yeah.
We are a fan of the Taco Bell franchise, but we're not
a fan of gentrification.
Yeah, it's like, do you have to ruin our sacred space? You can have your own sacred space over there, but
right. Imagine how well the Taco Bell would be doing right next to a music venue like Great Scott.
Oh yeah,
it would have been, match made in heaven.
Yeah, cause, like I remember back when like there was High Five Pizza right next to the Middle East, and people would just stumble over to this pizza place and get this horrible pizza, and then go home like happy. Like if it was a Taco Bell, right? That'd be like printing money.
Absolutely. They don't know what they did. They shot themselves in the foot.
Yeah. So one thing that's kind of interesting is it seems like there's some bands that like might have had influence from emo. Do you guys listen to much emo music?
Sure.
We definitely, I think, I'll speak for myself. I certainly grew up on emo music.
Yeah, similar story.
Because, like, I wouldn't, like, pigeonhole you guys as, like, emo, but it sounds like you're emo influenced or emo, like, aware or something.
Absolutely. Emo alumni, perhaps, yeah.
All the bands that we were in before this one, we all have roots in emo.
Yeah, it's hard to get away from it, I think.
Yeah, I just it was part of those Great Scott celebrations. There's a band called Sweetie. It's Nick Grieco from The Field Effect.
Oh, yeah.
It's like his solo project. Right. And it's got some emo influence and some other, different new stuff. And so you guys would work on a bill probably with Sweetie. It would probably be cool.
That's interesting. I'll have to hit him up. He plays in Actor Observer as well.
Yes.
And I think he runs an emo night, right?
Yeah, at Sinclair, yeah.
Yeah, good guy. I know him. Yeah, he's very sweet.
Yeah,
a cool bill. I agree.
That's another place if you're going to meet somebody at emo night, it would take all night to just find them, even though it's like kind of the size of this room. But
I know.
It's always so packed.
Well, it's a guaranteed good time. Everybody knows all the words. You know, it's hard not to have fun.
All right. Yeah, thanks a lot, Bowling Shoes.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Suddenly too late, I find I'm closer to the line. And I wonder if I'm in the clear or if I'm compromised. And when I look into the camera, it's another eye I see that's been watching every movement, taking everything for free.
It's all who you know. best kept secret is all over town. This is a test, don't you change that dial. One you can measure with a length of smile. But don't make me wipe that smile off your face. It's not a stain I wanna have to erase.
Take you deeper. It better be true love.